Millions of Americans take to the road every Thanksgiving, and for many New Yorkers, it's in a bus. Competition among bus companies has intensified this year, with big multinationals jumping in and selling one-way tickets to Boston, Philadelphia, and Washington for as cheap as $1. WNYC's Lisa Chow has more.
Let's just be clear. No one's making money selling tickets for a dollar. It's a marketing gimmick, something that bus companies are doing to entice riders to check out their service. Because the theory is, if you ride with them once, you'll ride with them again at full price.
You'd experience it and go, hey, wow, never heard of it, now I did. And we have a very loyal following.
Dale Moser is president of Megabus.com, which is owned by a UK-based transportation company. It entered the New York market last year and now operates some 70 trips in and out of the city every day. One of its chief competitors, Bolt Bus, owned by Greyhound and Peter Pan, also offers $1 tickets. But does the marketing work? Are customers really loyal?
For Bolt Bus, like, I've gotten it one time for a buck.
Ellie Walton is 28, a filmmaker from D.C., and she's been traveling to New York by bus ever since she was 15. Instead of sticking with Bolt Bus, on this day, she is waiting online for Megabus.
Last week, I checked on the internet, and I got Megabus for $5 coming up, and then $7 coming back.
So at least for the savviest of bus riders, like Walton, brand loyalty doesn't trump price or amenities.
I also like to be kind of hooked on to the internet, so having that like Wi-Fi service and having a plug is also really good.
Being connected is one area in which bus travel has surpassed other forms of transportation, and why it's continuing to draw new customers. Moser says Megabus has seen its passenger volume in the Northeast grow by nearly 70% this year. And he says he believes his main competitors are not other bus companies, but cars.
60% of our customers come out of a car, 17% come out of airplanes, 13% come out of trains. Almost 90% of my market is not coming out of another bus company.
A study from DePaul University in Chicago showed that bus service from city to city ticked up for the first time in 2006 after four decades of persistent decline. The study attributed the rise in part to companies like Bolt Bus and Megabus. They're big players in the market, and yet what they're doing, offering low-cost frequent bus service, isn't new to New York.
Fenghua is the first company.
Jimmy Chen is president of GoToBus.com, an online ticketing agent for several Chinatown buses. Chen says in 2001, Chinatown buses undercut the big player at the time. That would be Greyhound. And the price to go to Boston dropped in half.
Price is one thing. The other is speed. Chinatown bus tend to be running faster at that time. And a lot of Greyhound schedules, they stop in between. So clearly, Chinatown bus had an advantage.
And it wasn't just direct routes. It was curbside pickup, no crowded bus terminals. And Chen says selling tickets online opened up Chinatown buses to a much bigger market.
When we start, online ticketing is selling like hot cake.
So hot that Hasidic-owned bus companies jumped in, focusing on the New York to D.C. market. One of them is Betty Unger.
I was a mom for 10 kids, housewife. How does that sound? And decided to become a career woman.
Unger started her own bus line, Washington Deluxe, in 2002. To attract customers in the beginning, she says she set her prices artificially low, like what Megabus and Bolt Bus are doing now. Then slowly, she increased her prices, and she was one of the first bus companies in New York to offer free Wi-Fi. And earlier this year, she started another bus company, Tripper Bus.
We work on a low markup, and the way to make money is just by bulk. Having a lot of people, transferring a lot of people. Volume is the key to profit.
And on Thanksgiving weekend, volume is not a problem. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.